2 a.m. Tommy is in the house. You've been busy behind the scenes this morning, mate. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are we? We've got about 25 minutes of the show left.
Good morning, Manny. Good morning, listeners. You say 8 days out from the Melbourne Cup, but it's also 7 days out from November 1.
It is.
Probably one of the most important November 1s in recent NRL memory. So many players coming off contract. Dolphins coming in 2023. It's going to be interesting. I think they're going to sign at least... What's the over-under for how many players the Dolphins sign before the end of this year?
That's a good point, mate. Let's throw it out to our listeners.
Two and a half? Two and a half? That. Three and a half?
Yeah. I mean, you just wonder... I mean, they've obviously got a hit list, right? So they've got their hit list, and you've got to say that they've got so much going on. Like, so much going for them to give so many good reasons. What I'm trying to say is they shouldn't miss out on too many players.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. And then part of their proposal coming into the league would have been having a full plan about which players they want to target, why they want to target them, and how much they're going to offer them. I mean, the most influential figure there is going to be Wayne Bennett. Imagine, you're an undecided. Imagine being Clint Gutherson or Kalen Ponga at this moment. Because who knows what the future holds for Mitchell Pearce. And, Mitchell Pearce's departure may mean that Kalen Ponga stays, or it may mean that he's got now 2 feet out the door, whereas before he's undecided. But now imagine having Wayne Bennett sitting on opposite the table for you saying, Kalen, we want you to be the face of this franchise. And with that, we believe we can win a comp in the next... Can you imagine what that would do for Kalen Ponga's legacy? If he went to the Dolphins, the face of their franchise, and helped them get a title within 5 years, that would be immense for his legacy as a player and would cement himself as one of the best in recent times, in my opinion. So I think it's going to be fascinating what happens over the next few weeks.
But isn't that his job at Newcastle?
Yes, but I mean... We've kind
Wouldn't
of seen
that cement his legacy.
No, I think it'd be even greater if he goes back to Queensland, starts with a new franchise. I mean, we've kind of seen what Newcastle are offering. Yeah, they've had terrible luck with injury the last two seasons, especially with their spine players. But if Mitchell Pearce leaves, then you've got Jake Clifford there in the halves. You've got Phoenix Crossland, who's played a couple games as a junior. Talk about bringing Luke Brooks in. Okay, but are you in a better position to win than when you had Mitchell Pearce? In my opinion, no. They could move Kalen Ponga into the halves with Jake Clifford and try and bring in, I don't know, maybe a Joey Manu or maybe a Clint Gutherson at fullback. Does that give you a better shot at winning a title? I don't know. But, if Kalen's thinking about on and off the field, going to the Dolphins is probably a lot better, in my opinion.
Fresh start, big franchise under Wayne Bennett. You're right, headline act. So November 1 is going to be a crucial day, and let the flurry begin. This is what we've been speaking about, with this, with a trade period and all that kind of stuff. This is where the game's going to miss out, I think.
Yes.
Because a lot of this will go on, obviously, behind closed doors. This could open up another era for rugby league and rugby league coverage. Because can you imagine if we get to next week and we know what deals are being done, and we see them out there. Can you imagine how cool that would be?
Well, Matty, I was going to ask this last week when this whole Ben Simmons saga was playing out. And this has got, and the Ben Simmons saga, yeah, is it the exception, not the rule? But do you think the way that's played out, how ugly it's gotten between club and player, employee and employer, do you think it would turn off some Aussie sporting fans in terms of wanting to bring in a trade system like that to the NRL? And especially some of the players as well, who are big fans of the NBA and NFL. But do you think that, some players probably feel like clubs don't really think of them that much. They just think of them as, a dollar value. Now, if you bring in a trade system, that kind of relationship may even sour or get even worse.
No, I don't think it will, actually. I think that, the game will continue to go the way that it is, and that is that players are trying to get the best deal they can and clubs are trying to get the best deal they can. So it turns out to see who's got the most power. And I think that we will start to see, we've already started to see it. Then once the framework gets in place, we'll start to see players being moved around all the time. I just think as we look further ahead, sometimes rugby league can be a clunky old game to get with the times, but also have a look at this year and crackdowns, etc. If they want to pivot, they can. So I think if we start to go down towards that way of thinking, that it'll happen pretty quickly and everybody will get used to it pretty quickly. I can just see everybody's just trying to do the best for their Skyrocket, mate. That's basically it.
And fans are already invested in this. We've already gotten heaps of texts about, you know, what the Knights and the Tigers should do. So fans are already invested in, you know, these hypothetical scenarios where a player could join them. Imagine if you can then trade players as well, like legitimately trade players. And we've already seen some players get loaned for, you know, mid-season. You know, we had it with the Warriors last year a lot. But to put in a legitimate a period like the AFL do and extend that for, I mean, we said it after the grand final. I would love for there to be a free agency period a week after the grand final. That goes for on a month. Players can sign for the next year and you can do trade period there.
Mm, yeah, I agree with that. There's a text on the line from Junior Smithy. Would you like to have your say on this one?
Okay, so Junior Smithy says, morning, Matty. Luke Brooks to the Knights will happen once Pierce gets his release, as the Tigers' spine will be Dane Laurie at fullback, Jock Madden at 5'8", Jackson Hastings at halfback, Peachy at lock, and Liddell, Jacob Little and Jake Simpkin at hooker if the Hodgson deal doesn't happen. Junior Smithy. Junior, where's Adam Dewey? I know he won't be there for the first couple rounds because he'll be recovering from an ACL injury, but Adam Dewey was their best player this year. Dane Laurie not too far behind, and then Stefano Utoikamanu right there as well. I mean, with the Luke Brooks thing, it's just a divorce that needs to happen. 172 games, hasn't played finals. Yeah, he won Dally M halfback of the year, but, you know, what Finchie said it this morning, you know, if the Tigers are going to get the same results, if they expect that having the same players in key positions is going to get them to the finals, it's not going to happen.
Well, if the divorce is going to happen, I cannot understand why on earth the Tigers have then done what they've done over the last 24 hours and released a statement saying that Luke Brooks is going nowhere. So their only option now, especially for a club that's bumbled its way through, almost got rid of their coach, that they're looking for calmer waters and they're looking to get back on a steady road. And Tim Sheens is obviously the man that they've elected to do that. So this is an all-in call. I don't know why you would put that out there. And then if Luke Brooks does move on, if Mitchell Pearce moves on from Newcastle and that chain of events happens, then the only people who look bad out of it, mate, will be the West Tigers.
I mean, we spoke about it, but can you really see him going now that they put the statement out? I know weirder things have happened, but why would Tim Sheens put that out there to a club that he just arrived at if Luke Brooks wasn't going to go?
Mm, that's right. That's the $64 million question. Hey, we need to take a break, but we also need to convene a little bit of a mini Monday meeting of Tommy's Tribune and see how we went with the headlines, and also if Alana wants to join us again. Has she checked out of the Tribune editorial meeting already after the experience of Friday?
No, I think she's sticking around just to be part of this again.
Excellent. Good on you. We'll stay right there. You stay with us, folks. 0457 736 736 is the text line. Jared Waitley will be on from midday. Julian King is filling in for Jimmy Smith from 1 o'clock today. So Julian will have some answers for you for taking care of Quizness, and we're back soon.